Shabbat Shalom. If you ever wanted to know if you should put a muzzle on your ox, you can read this week's Torah portion to find out. If you'd like to know what happens if you marry someone who becomes a prisoner of war, read this week's Torah portion. Or if you've ever thought about the possibility of marrying your father's former wife, but you're not too sure about it, check it out. The answer is in the Parsha this week. Actually, I'm going to save you a little time on that one. It says, don't do it. If you always wanted to know about the limits of flogging, what happens if you pawn an object or if you get a nasty skin affliction, this is the Parsha for you. Ki Tetzeh, this week's Torah portion, has approximately 72 commandments in it. And as I was reading this passage with many laws about what to do if your neighbor's ox, donkey, or sheep goes astray, I saw these words: you must not remain indifferent. Don't you just love Torah? All of these mundane rules and regulations that seem so utilitarian, and then a jewel of profundity just mixed right in. You must not remain indifferent. I love it. What a perfect mandate for our time. We live in a time of a lot of outrage, but proportionately less action. We vent a lot more than we vote. We type a lot more than we do tikkun olam. And one of the reasons is because that commandment that the Torah just casually slips in between a catalog of livestock laws is actually really hard to follow. It's hard to remain indifferent, and the digital age has made it much harder. Look at this devastating hurricane in Houston, for example. If we took a survey in our community of about how many of us read articles or felt badly about the situation, I submit the outcome would be nearly 100%. But if we did a survey about how many people donated money or needed supplies to the cause, the number would be much lower. Seeing endless digital images fills us with compassion for those suffering, real compassion. So much so that it's as if we feel that we fulfilled our moral obligation to the crisis, because we feel horrible and closely connected. But besides feeling the feelings, we've done maybe very little, or maybe just as not as much as we could do. That's the danger of indifference. It creeps in. Even when you're being a good person, even when your emotions are in the right place, indifference is the obstacle that prevents action. Imagine if our biblical characters acted like we often do. Instead of rising up and killing the Egyptian taskmaster, imagine if Moses just felt really badly that the Egyptian was beating an Israelite, but did nothing. Imagine if Leah just really wanted to marry Jacob, but never finagled herself in there. The 12 tribes would never have happened. And Abraham, he didn't actually get up and go from his homeland to a land that God showed him. What if he just contemplated the notion of a journey? How different might our story be? What would our world look like if biblical figures behaved like we do? Full of feelings, but maybe a little short on deeds. Going to museums does not make us painters. Listening to the Philharmonic does not make us musicians. Feeling upset about a crisis but doing too little about it does not make us ethically responsible. Our duty as Jews is not to remain indifferent. And the litmus test for indifference is action. It is not for us to complete the work, but neither are we free to desist from it. Stephen Wise has asked our community to donate to the hurricane relief efforts through the Union of Reformed Judaism. You can find the information in your Shabbat insert, in your prayer book, or on our website. The Green Family Camp in Texas, which is a URJ-run camp, is sheltering victims of the storm and offering much-needed services, and we can help. If you want to be different, if you want to do something, then let's help. I'm using the storm as an example, but really indifference is like a disease spreading through the Jewish community. Think about it. There is the greatest indifference to Israel in the liberal Jewish community since the founding of the State of Israel. There's probably greater indifference to Judaism itself than there has been in decades. Sociologists say this trend can't be stopped, but I'm willing to try, and I bet you are too. The way to try is to force ourselves to act Jewishly, in small ways and in big ways, over and over and over again. If that's overwhelming, start with one thing. What act can you do to demonstrate compassion for others, not just feel it? What mitzvah can you fulfill to show your Judaism, not just know that you are Jewish? After all, Camus said, not to take a stand is in itself to take a stand. Let's start now. Shabbat Shalom.